We get the hour underway by welcoming to the program an actress who starred for 7 seasons in the smash television series Scandal. You've seen her on Broadway and films, lots of TV shows, game shows, and in the brand new series, which was the highest rated new series from last season on Fox Television, Prodigal Son, a terrific series with a very talented cast. We are pleased to welcome to the show, with season 2 getting ready to kick off next week, the talented Bellamy Young.
Hi, Rich. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you this afternoon?
I'm so good. What part of Maine are you in?
We're in Bangor, right in the eastern central part of the state.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yes, yes, yes. I've spent a summer in Castine doing summer stock, you know, like way back in the day, but there was... And my boyfriend in college had a place up there, too. His family did. And so, God, Maine is so beautiful, Rich. I'm so jealous.
Yeah, well, Castine's a great area as well. Now, can I call you Bellamy, or does it need to be Madam President?
Whichever you prefer, I'll respond to either.
Your Excellency, maybe something like that.
I like it. We're getting warmer.
I am so excited for season 2 of Prodigal Son. This, it's work, but man, it's going to be fun working with everybody involved in this great series.
You know, this year has been the first time it's ever felt like work, just because there's so many considerations before we get to do the joy, the play, which is our job, you know. But this year with COVID and precautions and Fox and Warner Brothers, they take such good care of us, but it's still, you know... dissipates the focus, as it were, in the best of ways. But once we get to the script and the story, Rich, it's just the craziest ride. I just watched the premiere episode. They gave us a little sneak peek. And honey, my sweetheart and I sat on the sofa and we cackled and we gasped and we teared up. And just, it's such a fun show. I'm so proud to be a part of it.
For anybody who hasn't seen it, A, you're missing out. B, how would you describe Jessica?
Well, if anybody who hasn't seen it, our show sort of, you know, everybody assumes their parents really screw them up. But in this case, we take it a little bit further. My ex-husband, played by the wonderful Michael Sheen, is a serial killer and the most notorious of the 20th century. And our son has grown up worried that he might become like his father. And so instead, he's taken to solving crimes, catching killers, and going against, you know, going for nurture versus nature. And at the end of last season, we've sort of been asking the question, like father, like son, but turn of events, if you haven't watched it, you should catch up on season 1, because the turn of events got us to like father, like daughter. And that's where we start this season. And sweet Jessica is my character. And I'm the mom, Upper East Side, you know, elite sort of woman whose world changed in a moment when her husband was convicted and became so notorious. And so her world suddenly got so small, just out of shame and fear, but also out of really wanting to keep her kids safe and also really watching them, thinking, you know, half of their genetic code just got proven to be a sociopath. So what am I dealing with here? Well, yeah, she's usually got a martini in one hand and a pill in the other, and she's just trying to get through the day.
And very busy in the season 1 finale. There was a lot to unpack in that episode.
There was! And we're so lucky, Rich, because we had to film out of order last spring due to a number of circumstances, and we really got to shoot our penultimate episode and our finale. And then we got shut down for the pandemic. So we did not get to make the 2 episodes that preceded that, but luckily we really got to land the story where our creators intended. And it, woo-hoo, it landed with a thud.
It's always fun to do quality work, even better when the audience appreciates it. And you were the highest rated new show on any network last season.
We were. We have the best fans. I mean, the writing is incredible. And so the storytelling, I think, is what hooks people. And it's sort of, it's definitely a murder mystery, but it defies genre a little bit because it's also hilarious. And it's also really heartfelt because it's, you know, has the family at the center of the story. So it's such a good ride. Plus, it's just chock full of actors you love to watch, like Lou Diamond Phillips. Who has not loved Lou? Like, the last 40 years, you know? And he's just delightful in every way. And Tom comes from Walking Dead, and Michael is a genius, and just so many wonderful, wonderful people. So we got some folks to tune in, and they told their friends, and they told their friends, and it's been a great, great time.
All right, can you let us in on some season two secrets if I promise not to tell anybody?
Ooh. Let's see. Well, having just watched the premiere, I will say, without qualification, I'll just say Sex Dungeon.
Well, there. All right. Yeah, I'm in. If I wasn't in already, then you hadn't. We're talking with Bellamy Young here on Downtown. The season two premiere of Scandal coming of not Scandal of Prodigal Son coming up next week. But let's move to Scandal. You've got experience working with a great ensemble. Seven seasons, one of the best shows on television. Tell us about the experience of playing Melly Grant, who had quite a story arc.
Rich. Yes, I feel doubly blessed to have a job at all. You know, it's a blessing, but. As a woman, you're more often serving a device in the narrative, you know? And so to get to have two jobs in a row where I got to be just messy, get to be messy and human and to try and to fail and to love and to withdraw and just all of it, it's so much joy. Melly's arc, you know, I was only supposed to be there for a couple of episodes. I just had two little lines in the pilot, and it was supposed to be a quick divorced and that character was done with, but I got to stay forever, and Melly got to see her dreams come true, which was just, that was my first steady job in Hollywood. I'd been a guest star often, but never, you know, always a bridesmaid, never a bride. And for that part to be the first one I really got to grow with, and to watch her realize her dreams, you know, she got divorced, she became a senator, she found some kind of love, she became president. Like, it was healing for me as a human, you know. It's a very encouraging thing for your own dreams to get to pretend you're being someone whose dreams are coming true after much hard work and after a long time. But it's a positive reinforcement that I can't even describe. And that family of people, you know, I mean, we're all still so close. We just Zoomed over the holidays, and we're going to do a Cards Against Humanity. We all bought Cards Against Humanity. We're going to play that on Zoom. And we just have a big text thread going. Scandal remains an incredible gift in my life.
And what was it like working with Shonda Rhimes?
Oh, well, you know, to work in a matriarchy is, also a very, very lucky thing in Hollywood. When we were very, very early in the show, Shonda, we were all with some of the girls, we were talking, and she's like, look, I'm gonna write sex scenes, love scenes, because that's where the story goes. But if you want me to write those scenes and you're in a parka, I'm fine with that. You tell me how you're comfortable. I felt like I was sort of out of body for a minute, because it was such a shockingly thoughtful conversation. And it was like that for everyone sort of on every level. A lot of my castmates had kids while we were shooting, and, you know, men and women, and they were always welcome on set. And, you know, that all of that being the gravy on top of, she's one of the greater storytellers of our generation. You know, she'll pull you right through with your brain, and then at the last minute she hooks your heart and you've got to watch another episode. So it was a joy. Plus, who writes monologues for TV? It was a bunch of little theater actor babies, and we just ate it up with a spoon.
You followed the path of so many actors, starting as a physics major at Yale.
Of course, you know, a well-trodden path, such as it is.
How do you get from being a physics major to starring on Broadway and television and film?
Oh, well, like in science, we learn the most from our failures. You know, that tells you a lot about, you know, yeses and noes when you when you know something isn't right for you. So I don't know. I always sang, Rich. And so I was at Yale, and I had gone because I thought I could do science, and I thought I could sing, and because they have wonderful a cappella groups. And so, you know, singing has always been my solace. And when I got out, I finished with a double major in English and theater and came to New York and started doing very off-Broadway and regional and eventually Broadway and stuff. But, yeah, it turned out okay. I feel very, very lucky. I love what I do. I love every day of it. I love every moment.
I work with high school theater kids in doing stage work. Is there anything more challenging and yet fulfilling than being able to just absolutely nail a song by Stephen Sondheim?
Oh, I couldn't even. Like, I was excited enough that we were going to talk about theater, but when you just took it to Sondheim. You feel both like you have, like, done sort of a higher math equation and just gutted your heart on stage. You know, I mean, it's a thoroughly sort of leave it on the field feeling. I got to be in Merrily We Roll Along, the revival of that Susan Schulman directed at the York 150,000 years ago. And it was while he was doing Passions on Broadway with Maren and Madonna. So, you know, he split his time, but still. And I was just like super, like, chorus, spear carrying human. But just getting to stare at him, frankly, it still feels historic to me. Just to be in the room, you know? Man, wow.
And a very different experience, too, a different type of role in Randy Newman's Faust.
Yeah. Boy, that was a ride, too, Rich. We did. It was Lanford Wilson, and now I've panicked on the name, and it's not going to come to me right this second. Anyway, we started at La Jolla with Randy, and then we went to the Goodman and added, you know, we needed a little more structure. If you'll notice in Randy's song, he's not really a structure guy. He's an idea guy, and you feel his idea, you know, so it's very visceral. But we needed some structure, so we added David Mamet. And that was like oil and water. That didn't go well. But it was still an incredible opportunity. And, you know, so many good friends from there. Daphne Rubin Vega was in that, and Sherry Renee Scott, and, Ken Page, Dave Garrison. I mean, it was just a great group.
I believe you're the second person we've had on our show who bears the honor of being a former Celebrity Jeopardy champion.
Oh, what? Really? Oh, that's very cool. I still pinch myself about that because I was in a full brownout while it was happening. That was a terrifying day. But I think Friday is the last show, I think.
It is the last Alex Trebek episode, yeah.
Yeah, which is heartbreaking and you know, hard to conceive. And they, I have to say, as an institution, Jeopardy and Alex did so much incredible philanthropic work through Celebrity Jeopardy particularly, but also outside of it. But I know, like, well, I won and they gave $50,000 to Operation Blankets of Love, which was just a two-person outfit that I'd been supporting in Los Angeles. They would try and make animals in shelters seem more adoptable, which makes an enormous difference about placement. And with that $50,000 from Jeopardy, they were able to get a van, and that changed everything for them. It widened their distribution area. It enabled them to get corporate donations because they could go and pick up just bags and bags of dog food or kitty litter or whatever. I mean, they changed people's lives. In addition to entertaining us always and instructing us, edifying us, you'd have 30 minutes and you'd come out smarter, you know, but they really changed lives.
Can you also talk about the work that you've done through the years with the organization HelpMate?
Oh, HelpMate is a domestic violence organization out of my hometown in Asheville. And I connected with them while I was doing Scandalum. One of my classmates' moms was on the board. And because I didn't really know about their work while I was there. I didn't know until Scandal. But it was so important. It's so vital, and not unlike the work that I do with CARE right now. It's been a particularly poignant issue this year because so many people are locked down with their abusers, and domestic violence has just skyrocketed. So any attention we can give, particularly funds, but also just help in that arena, it's just dire.
You're pretty busy, but any chance we'll see another album in your future?
Oh, my goodness. Well, my sweetheart and I are toying around with something now because, you know, usually we're not together but about a couple weeks a month. You know, we usually see each other here and there because he's a musician and usually I'm tied to a job. But we have been together during the pandemic, which has been phenomenal. And we looked at each other last week and we're like, if we don't, like, take this chance to make a little album, baby. We're going to kick ourselves, you know? So we'll put something together.
Excellent. Well, Bellamy, I cannot wait for the season premiere next week, Prodigal Sons Season 2. It's going to be a great ride, I know, as always. And it's so great to talk with you. I've enjoyed your work for a long, long time. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me on. Thank you for supporting the show. And it's just really been a delight. Thank you.
Wasn't she a blast? Bellamy Young from Prodigal Son, Scandal, talented woman. And you ever seen her play any game shows? I've seen her on a couple. She's, I mean, not just Celebrity Jeopardy, but she's good game player.
Oh, no, I have not.
Yeah. A lot of fun. We'll have her back. She was great.